play real good. Yeah. So, yeah, this 2.4 gigahertz stuff doesn't give you a whole lot of range, but it's another venue. And the art between the Arduinos and the Raspberry Pis, I don't do anything that's real complex, but and I understand enough about the C code and that I can change what somebody else has already done and maybe add a few minor things. As in the case with this one, I found out that I believe that the processor runs too slow to take care of both the functions on the Wi-Fi interface radio and the car itself, and all I could get was a buzzing sound out of the motors. Whereas if I hook up a joystick direct with 5 volts coming in to a analog to digital converter on the board, the car will respond, but not with the signal, the process, I'll call it the processed signal from the radio. It just makes the motor controller pulse real fast, and you can hear the pulses changing as you change the position of the joystick, but it doesn't give you any motion on the car. So I got a couple of low-pass filters and come out with a pulse width modulated signal, and that gives me the DC, but then I got to use two Arduinos. So I got a little tiny one here that I'm going to use for receiving that signal. Enough of that. It probably puts you to sleep. So you have a good day, and I've forgotten your call already. But I guess it's the only important one that I need to announce is mine. So have a fine day today. Enjoy the sunshine up there. This is WZ8N, clear with you, but listening.